you'll hear from Sam Peters, the former candidate for Congress in CD4. He tried twice. He is now a resident of South Carolina. We'll find out what's going on there and what's going on in your world. That's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are going to need wins sooner than later to get back in the hunt for a playoff spot. The Silver and Black are in the cellar in the AFC West right now with their 5-7 record. They'll host the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. Jack Eichel netted a third-period goal to tie it up against the St. Louis Blues, but it wouldn't be enough as the Golden Knights fell in overtime 2-1 at T-Mobile Arena last night. On the upside, the reigning Stanley Cup champions have earned a point in 5 straight games to keep them atop the Western Conference standings. They're headed back out on the road where they'll play the Blues in St. Louis tomorrow night. And the LA Lakers host the Phoenix Suns tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're keeping an eye on an accident on the Northwest Beltway on 215 southbound of Cheyenne. Looks like that's taken up a portion of the left side of the freeway there. Southbound 215 again near Cheyenne. Still have the big delays in the downtown Las Vegas area. A much earlier accident on 95 southbound at Charleston still has 2 left lanes blocked. You're backed up at the Spaghetti Bowl because of this one. 95 southbound at Charleston. If you're going to stay with the freeway, stay to the far right. Coming up from Henderson along 95 northbound approaching the Charleston curb, still have an accident there is holding you up on 95 northbound near Boulder Highway. The newest Station Casino opens this morning. Durango Casino and Resort officially opens at 10 o'clock, so expect a lot of traffic through the day in the area of Durango between 215 and Warm Springs. Otherwise, beautiful day in the valley, clear sunny skies, cool temperatures, stopping just short of 70. It's 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Sam Peters, good friend, former Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. And I asked him, talking about the current impeachment inquiry, I asked him, do you think we have the votes at this point?
So there is a lot of things happening in Congress right now. I mean, it may seem that, not a whole lot's happening to average everyday American. You know, we go about our lives and things are what they are. But Congress, and I think there's a lot of strategic playing. At the same time, I think there's some blunders being had. But I do think we have. I think Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he's indicated that he does have the votes to start the impeachment inquiry. Congressman Comer yesterday, you know, released the receipts of Joe Biden taking direct payments from Hunter Biden. And the money was, you know, came directly from China and through Hunter Biden's numerous business operations, along with Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. You know, this money's kind of flowing around three different ways, and they've been tracking this from 2017 and forward. So, and they have the receipts now, the bank statements and everything is pretty clear. So I think there's going to be a lot more that comes out and a lot more that that happens. And I mentioned, you know, the timing of it all. When I was running for Congress in CD4, as you mentioned, year before, you know, I had an opportunity to sit with Ted Cruz for a while and chat with him about, and we talked about things like this impeachment and what he would like to see happen. And he made a couple of resounding points to me that have kind of stuck with me on how this thing plays out. And once it gets through, you know, they go through the investigation, they identify, the U.S. House identifies why they're impeached and what the charges are, et cetera, and it's referred to the Senate. Ted Cruz's thoughts were, in his words to me and a number of other people, were a prolonged trial. They don't have the votes in the Senate. There's not. They won't get them with, you know, Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker. They won't have the votes to actually impeach and convict the president. But during an election year, running into 2024, and we're 11 months from election day for the presidency. You know, a prolonged trial on the floor of the Senate, live during this election season, will be a damning blow to the Democrats as this thing unfurls. So there's a lot going on there. You know, we just had a Santos, Congressman Santos from New York, was just removed. The first expulsion since I think around the World War II time frame of a U.S. congressman. So there's a lot of different things happening there, which is interesting. You know, the Republicans holding ourselves accountable. Great start. Love to see it. But, you know, the failure of holding some of the other folks, like, you know, this congressman, Jamal Bowman, who pulled the fire alarm and pled guilty to the misdemeanors of it. You know, why is he still in Congress? Those type of things. So, again, lots and lots of stuff going on there. And that was a long answer to a short question. I apologize.
No. But I want to find out, is the impeachment inquiry the same as articles of impeachment?
No, I think the inquiry, my understanding of it is the inquiry, the formal vote to start the inquiry is the initial process of building the articles of impeachment. And then once the inquiry comes to close, if it determines that impeachment is required, the articles of impeachments are drafted and then they're delivered and then there's another vote. And then, you know, the voting of referring them to the Senate for trial is basically the kind of the process of how that works. If you recall a few months ago when McCarthy was the speaker still, there was discussion being had where this inquiry was just, he was going to go to inquiry without a vote, which was completely off from tradition and protocols for the House. So I think the first step is, and Mike Johnson's doing it right. And again, I think he's doing some very strategic things here in not only this, but the budget and some other stuff. He's doing quietly, and it's frustrating for some who want heads to roll right now. But I think Mike Johnson's doing a great job so far. So impeachment inquiry first, articles of impeachment next. And then the trial.
We've been asking the question: When is somebody going to bring Hunter Biden in and have him testify in open court. It looks like the deposition is going to be next week. We'll keep you on top of that. That's going to just about do it. Tomorrow we preview the great debate. Debate number 4, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, for the Republican primary. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly, News and Comment, and Clay and Buck are next. Last trip to the dentist. Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our 6 shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It kind of set me back a little bit education-wise.
I think personally it just changed the way I looked at medicine.
As a people, we have to work together.
Health is a right for all.
We get through it together.
We can find common ground.
We are resilient.
Adaptable.
COVID taught us health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity and Air and Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Hamas commander dead. Man charges spy. Record contract. And Oxford now has their word of the year. That's all coming up. And Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the temporary ceasefire is over. Israel says they've hit 200 targets in Gaza. They're now expanding their ground operations as well. Israel says they killed the commander of a battalion that led the October 7th terrorist attack in an airstrike. Hamas also officially denies raping any women. They say we strongly reject the coordination of some Western media outlets and their Zionist misleading campaigns that promote unfounded lies and allegations at demonizing the Palestinian resistance. A retired U.S. diplomat, Manuel Rocha, a former ambassador to Bolivia, has been charged as a spy. Federal prosecutors say he served as a special agent for Cuba since 1981. Prosecutors say that Mr. Rocha, who's now 73, met with Cuba's spy agency as recently as 2017. Merrick Garland, our attorney general, said this action exposes one of the highest reaching and longest lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent, at least we know of. He was caught when he started talking with an undercover FBI agent who he thought was a member of Cuba's spy agency. The Milwaukee Brewers announced a new contract for Jackson Churio from Venezuela, an 8-year deal, $82 million. He's never played a Major League Baseball game. He's only played 6 games in AAA. He's 19. $82 million. The previous record for a player who's never played in a Major League Baseball game was $50 million back in 2020 for Luis Robert. We reported last week that Webster's Dictionary had their word of the year, authentic. Well, Oxford Dictionary now has their word of the year. And it was actually Webster's runner-up word of the year. And that word is riz. The word of the year is a slang word. It's short for charisma, to describe someone's ability to attract or seduce another person. Why would you make that the word of the year? But the other top candidates in our idiocracy were Swifty and Situationship, an informal romantic or sexual relationship. By the way, BillO'Reilly.com still has a word of the day at the top. I'm certain Bill would never choose Swifty or Riz as the word of the day. Speaking of, the great Bill O'Reilly will be here with his coruscating brilliance and his message of the day next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
On this Tuesday, as a born and bred New Yorker, I have gone through bad and good times in the nation's largest city. With more than 8 million residents, some believe Gotham is ungovernable, but they are wrong. However, right now, the city's on the verge of anarchy after 10 years of far-left governance. Hundreds of thousands of high earners have already packed up, mostly replaced by poor people who do not pay much in taxes. On Saturday, I drove into the city from my home 22 miles from Manhattan. It took me almost 2 hours. Many city streets and avenues were blocked. There was absolutely no traffic control. Intersections blocked by drivers breaking the law as hundreds of cyclists wove in and out of traffic, creating extremely dangerous situations. If a car hits a cyclist or jaywalker, you are sued and you will lose. I've been to extremely chaotic cities like Saigon and Cairo. New York is now worse. The civil and criminal systems have completely collapsed. No one is in charge. Quality of life has plummeted as miscreants run wild. At this point, it would almost take martial law to regain control of Gotham. They say if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, and that's still true. But one look at New York City madness begs the question, why would anyone want to make it here? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. So John says progressive programs are not designated to help most people. They're designated to divide and control, tax and drive the people to dependence. Absolutely right. Progressives want people dependent on the federal and state governments. That's what they want. Robert Pone, Santa Ana, California. Why would Fox News and Governor DeSantis elevate Governor Newsom to the level as a candidate for the White House? I don't think they did that. I think they wanted a culture debate, contrasting two very powerful states. I had no problem with that. Patrick Donahue, Dubai. I'm currently working here and watching the No Spin News and CNN and the BBC. All right, good. You're getting a good balance there. Although CNN and BBC pretty similar. You would think listening to BBC, CNN, that Hamas are the good guys and the Israelis the bad guys. Might be generalizing a little there, but both news agencies cater to liberal people, as Fox caters to conservatives. Bob Yankalunas, Youngstown, New York. Is there any interior resistance from the people against Hamas? No, because you can't resist Hamas. They shoot you down the street. They'll kill your family. You can't resist. They're terrorists. John McGugan, Kansas City, Missouri. I'm appalled that on the day after the passing of Henry Kissinger, CBS News ran a hit piece on him. Tells you a lot. Charles Fish, Colonial Heights, Virginia. Now that Congressman Santos has been expelled, what's the procedure to replace him? Special election? It's my district. Okay. And that'll happen next couple of months, I think. So there's no appointment. The seat remains vacant until there's a special election. Now, the seat comes up again in November, so there'll be two elections. But that's what will happen. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The update brings you something you might not know. 122 years ago today, one of the most influential people in history was born in Chicago. The entertainment empire he created still dominates pop culture all over the world. Here is a story of Walt Disney. Born December 5th, 1901, young Walter was raised on a Missouri farm. During summer break, Disney spent his time sketching the barnyard animals. He drew cows, chickens, sheep, and his favorite, mice. During World War I, the teenager tried to enlist in the army, rejected because he was too young. He joined the Red Cross, serving briefly as an ambulance driver in France. Back home, Walt Disney began his career as a cartoonist for a Kansas City advertising agency. In August 1923, he left Missouri for Hollywood with nothing but a few pencils and $40. 5 years later, Walt and his brother Roy unveil the world's first animated picture to featured sound. The cartoon was called Steamboat Willie, starring a new character, Mickey Mouse. In 1937, the Walt Disney Company released the films Snow White, Pinocchio, Dumbo, and Bambi. By the end of World War II, the Disney Empire had grown into the most successful movie company in the world. Disneyland opened in 1955. A decade later, Walt selected a 50-square-mile property in Florida for his most ambitious project, Disney World. But he never saw the Magic Kingdom in Florida. Disney started smoking cigarettes as a young teen. In November 1966, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. He died 4 weeks later, at the age of 65. Today, the Disney Corporation has fallen on hard times. But despite a series of box office flops, it remains the biggest entertainment company on earth. The empire worth $250 billion. That's more than the GDP of New Zealand. So, happy birthday, Walt Disney. Back after this. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.